Talks over the state budget are heating up in Baton Rouge with a discussion of some of the latest developments. It's ULM political science professor Joshua Stockley. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Positioning over budget taking place, a block of conservative Republicans working with Democrats developing a compromise. Tell us, what are we learning about this plan?
What we're learning is this. There are a lot of individuals that are apprehensive about the budget in its current form for two primary reasons. One of the reasons, the budget's reliance upon one-time spending. In the past, those one-time dollars don't always come to fruition, or they appear to exaggerate the value of what could manifest. And so what you end up having later down the road are these mid-year reductions. Also, people are concerned with some of the cuts that our agencies are taking under the governor's executive budget, most notably being higher education. And so what these deals are trying to do are as follows. They're trying to make financing more stable over the long run, prevent maybe some of those midterm cuts from occurring, and increase revenues and decrease what the state's handing out in terms of bad exemptions or bad investments or bad credits.
One of those opposed to that, Governor Jindal, hurriedly called a press conference blasting the negotiation. He claims it's an attempt to raise taxes. What is his argument?
Well, his argument is essentially this. Any increase in revenue is a tax increase, because if you're increasing revenue, somehow that money has to be coming from taxes, and if there's more coming in from taxes, somehow this is a tax increase. I think what we have seen is a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats feel that this is a stretch in logic. Many point to last year when the governor opposed a renewal on a cigarette tax. There was 4 cents scheduled to expire, and the legislature wanted to renew this, and he said, don't renew it. If it gets to my desk, I'm going to veto it because it's a tax increase. And a lot of people said, wait a second, it's maintaining the status quo. How can maintaining the status quo be, quote unquote, a tax increase? And so the governor is arguing that by rolling back some of these exemptions, by postponing some of these credits, that this constitutes an increase.
Looking at all this happening in the House, well, let's look over to the other chamber. Any expectation of what the Senate may do?
I think the Senate probably, by and large, is going to affirm what the House will do. Obviously, I expect there to be some adjustments along the way. The most significant adjustments probably won't be an ideological adjustment, because I suspect the Democrats in the Senate and the Republicans in the Senate, by and large, are probably going to agree with much of what has been done. But the opposition is going to be probably as follows. As the details of this agreement come forth, how do groups like the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry react? How does the sugarcane industry react? How does the motion picture industry react? So as the details emerge and as people begin to understand the possible fiscal impacts, how do these interest groups move over to the Senate and pressure and mobilize senators to reverse or contradict what the House has done? Also, what remains to be seen, what type of clout and weight does the governor still have? How much pressure can he put on individual senators to get the more than one-third votes necessary to reverse some of these items? When we take away these credits, that requires a two-thirds vote. So much of this budget is going to be tied to items that need a two-thirds vote. That's a very different threshold than simply trying to get half the chamber. And when you're only dealing with 39 individuals, you're not talking about a lot of votes that need to be swayed that can change the game.
Josh, thanks for your information, and hey, look forward to following up with you once we see what comes of all this.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Bob.